AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's been another death from the parade crash in Wisconsin, but first, just in time for the Thanksgiving getaway, President Biden's announcing he's releasing fuel from the nation's emergency reserve to help bring prices down.
President Biden is pumping 50 million barrels of crude into the economy.
The largest ever release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need as we recover from this pandemic.
Biden says the move should drive down gasoline prices.
Before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank.
GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says
relief in the amount of maybe 5 to as much as 15 cents per gallon.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Some 53 million Americans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving this year. Holiday gatherings are made safer because of COVID vaccines. But those heading to Denver, a spike in COVID cases means
either your venue or business is requiring to proof of vaccination, or you choose to be a place where only mask will be required.
That's Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. Now to Waukesha, Wisconsin, where it's been announced an 8-year-old boy who was marching with his baseball team in the Christmas parade died of his injuries today. Prosecutor Susan Opper says she'll file for a 6th count of intentional homicide against suspect Daryl Brooks, who appeared today in court.
There are not words to describe the risk that this defendant presents to our community.
A Virginia jury awards $26 million in damages to those who sued white nationalist leaders for the violent rally in Charlottesville. Another smash-and-grab robbery in California, this time at a luxury mall in Los Angeles. Three suspects were taken into custody following a police chase. This weekend, there were similar thefts in the San Francisco area. Stocks were mixed. This is AP News. A well-known TV host is heading into space.
Michael Strahan will be one of six passengers on the next Blue Origin flight. It'll launch December 9th from West Texas. Strahan played with the NFL's New York Giants for 15 years, and when he joined Good Morning America, he reported on the first Blue Origin flight. He said it was mind-blowing. His 10-minute flight is likely to include about 3 minutes of weightlessness and a view of the curvature of the Earth. He'll be subjected to nearly 6 G's as the capsule descends. I'm Rita Foley.
The Associated Press has learned the host of the World Cup in 2022, the Middle Eastern nation of Qatar, has for years employed a former CIA officer to help spy on soccer officials. Qatar looked to edge out its competitors by hiring contractor Kevin Chalker. Some members of Congress are calling for greater scrutiny of jobs for former agents. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.